T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe, on WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no, gotta go to Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM, Joe and Evan.
All right, 10:04 on The Fan, and a very good Tuesday morning to you, the midday show. Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts, can't even say my own name. We are live and in living color from the Mike Francesa studios here, high above Hudson Street on the 10th floor in Lower Manhattan. 877-337-6666 is the phone number. We're here till 2 o'clock today. Mike with a much needed day off. Mike needed the day off. He's been working hard. You know, I'm working hard. I need the day off.
Getting the sports as any way that he can.
Okay, you know what I mean? So Mike's off today. Okay. So we're on till 2, and then CMB will come your way after that until 6:30. Dolph Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. So the Mets go to Cincinnati. They face the immortal Homer Bailey. And all of a sudden, the offense finds itself. Michael Conforto, who couldn't buy a hit, hits the second pitch of the game for a home run in a typical Conforto home run down the left field line, opposite field. And they kind of took off from there. P.J. Conlon pitched, you know, what you kind of figured. He didn't get through the fourth inning, but I guess he hurt himself getting that hit he got last night. And the Mets wind up hitting 4 homers, 2 by Adrian Gonzalez, who owns Homer Bailey, and 1 by Jay Bruce, as you predicted. He would have a big series coming back home to Cincinnati, and, you know, they still have to, you know, hold on by their fingernails at the end, but a much-needed win for the Mets.
So far, it's only one game in this series. So far, you and I, our optimism is looking very smart.
Yeah, they're gonna play well on this road trip. I feel very confident.
Oh, we'll see.
They're playing the right teams.
We'll see.
In the right ballparks.
Well, you know, it's funny with the Cincinnati Reds. The Cincinnati Reds are this historic franchise.
Yes.
They have been around as long as anybody.
Yep.
And in their long history that they've had.
Growing up, they were always good for me.
Sure.
You know, even back going to Frank Robinson and Vada Pinson, they were always good.
Absolutely. The Cincinnati Reds, in the long history that they have lost 100 games only one time.
Is that right? One?
It's going to be 2 times.
You would think so.
Because this Cincinnati Red
team, they're pretty bad,
is probably, and this is a big statement because they've been around for well over 100 years, this is probably the worst Cincinnati Reds team they've ever had. Ever. They're 8-27. Nobody can get anybody out there. Pitching is dreadful. Their offense isn't much better.
Homer Bailey's the ace, right? And pretty much?
He's the ace. Well, I think Luis Castillo was supposed to be the ace, a good young arm, but he hasn't pitched well.
Right.
So I don't think he's been the ace. I mean, Bailey's the ace in the fact that he's been around for a while, and he's been terrible for a while. Homer Bailey used to be the hottest prospect. He was going to
next superstar. He's got like 2 no-hitters, doesn't he?
Yeah, big deal.
I'm just saying.
Bud Smith has a no-hitter.
No, I know, but you would never think that. These guys got 2.
No, he does, and that's a cool accomplishment. The rest of his career has been pretty lousy, especially considering he was supposed to be really, really good. But this was a mental health night if you're a Met fan.
Yep.
Because you're facing a dreadful baseball team, a team that's well on their way to 100 losses. You're facing a guy in Homer Bailey who's awful. You're facing a lineup. Jenny Suarez isn't bad, and Joey Votto's obviously very good. But outside of that, I mean, what, are you scared of Scooter Jeanette?
Right.
I know he had a big day yesterday.
Right.
Adam Duvall. No, they're not that good. And they didn't make it easy because I really thought, here's where I thought the Mets were in trouble. In the 9th inning, as they're nursing a 1-run lead, they get a leadoff double by Yo-Yo. and quickly pinch run for him makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Jay Bruce hits a base hit to right field, and for some reason, Jose Reyes doesn't
score.
How
is that possible?
I have no idea.
I know. It's like unbelievable how Jose Reyes can't score from second base on a hit to right field.
So I'm thinking to myself,
it's ridiculous.
They're being conservative. There's nobody out. They got Asdrubal coming up. No big deal. Asdrubal strikes out. He was miserable yesterday.
Well, he's owed one of those.
No, that's fine. You're right. And he got robbed of a hit in the fifth inning.
Right.
Billy Hamilton made a great play.
He did make a great play.
And then Todd Frazier, who has been miserable, bounces into a double play. And I'm thinking to myself, I know it's the bottom of the order. I know I should trust Familia a little bit. But when you have first and third, nobody out in the ninth inning, and you can't tack on an insurance run. And remember the chances they had in the sixth inning. They had a great opportunity in the sixth inning, too.
They
couldn't come through.
Yep.
So I was frightened that ninth inning and that sixth inning was going to come back and bite
him. Well, because Familia scares the hell out of us. And he had a clean inning. How about that?
Stunning. He did. How about that? That is a how about that kind of moment.
How about that?
He was nice and composed, and the Mets got a victory. But they did leave despite scoring the amount of runs they scored, 7 runs in the first 5 innings. Over the last 4 innings, they couldn't score a run against the Red bullpen. And they missed out on opportunities, and that's what made me very nervous that this could have been just a disastrous loss to a team in Cincinnati that's 4-15 at home.
Well, you know what? You're right, but they did win. And now we'll see what happens tonight. Jason Vargas has got a scare. I mean, can a guy give you something tonight?
Well,
I mean, you talk about a waste of money to this point. Oh, my God.
I would never suggest that a guy should lose a rotation spot after merely 3 starts. With that said, here's my barometer here for Jason Vargas.
I mean, you know, at
some
point, you got to get somebody out.
Well, that's the thing.
At some point, you can't be behind 3-4 runs in the first inning.
It's not that he's had 2 bad starts. It's that he's had 2 god-awful
starts. God-awful starts.
And I got to tell you, I don't know if he could survive a third because he goes out there today and gives you 5 innings, 3 runs, which is not the greatest start in the world.
No, it's better than what he's done.
It's better than what he's done, and at least he keeps you in the game. And with that, I'd keep him in the rotation. But I'm telling you right now.
Vargas, by the way, his ERA is 16.25.
That low?
Yes. I thought it was 22, I think, last week.
If he goes out and gives up 6 runs or more in 3 innings or less, I'm sorry. Seth Lugo time.
Yeah,
I'm
with you, 100%.
Because you have to be able to keep your team in the game. And obviously the Mets yesterday used Robert Gazelman a bit where I would not expect to see him today.
2 1/3. Wait, 2 2/3 he went last night?
2 1/3 last night.
2 1/3, right, that's right.
Paul Sewald threw a bit last night, so I don't fully expect to see him tonight. So they need some innings from Jason Vargas. And if he doesn't give it to him, I tell you, you got to have that conversation with the veteran. I don't care how much money he makes.
I agree. They better score a lot of runs tonight.
They better score a lot of runs. And how about this guy show up?
Yeah.
How about he keeps him in the game?
Look, I'm with you, bro. I mean, so far, you look at some of the moves they made in New York, these pitches. Swarzak can't pitch. We never see him. He's hurt. And Vargas was hurt, and now he's been terrible.
Yeah, so far, I mean,
what a waste of money.
It's been like taking money and lighting it on fire.
Basically
what it's been.
Yep.
Now, one guy we have to give some love to is Adrian Gonzalez.
Because
Adrian Gonzalez hit a pair of home runs. He went old school last night.
Yep.
And I guess his career numbers against Homer Bailey are just absurd.
He's got 7 homers, 11 RBIs, and I don't know what the average is, but it's pretty good.
It's pretty high, put it that way.
I'm telling you, Adrian Gonzalez, I understand he's not the guy he used to be, but I like having him on the team. He's a professional hitter, and I like him, I have to say.
All right, that's fine.
And they got him for nothing.
That's true.
You know?
He hasn't been terrible.
He hasn't been terrible.
He hasn't been awful. So, nice victory for the Mets. They don't gain any ground on the Phillies. They don't gain any ground on the Nationals. But they do gain ground on the Braves, who didn't play last night.
They're right there. They're a game out of first place.
So, we've got Mets-Reds, which is minor leagues. And then you got the major leagues. The 2 best teams in all of baseball. Sorry, Diamondbacks. I'm sorry. My apologies. The 2 best teams in all of baseball hooking up at Yankee Stadium this week. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun because you've got 2 teams right now. And I know the Red Sox got off to this unsustainable start. The Yankees are just on fire. Obviously, I think they're going to cool off both teams. I don't think they're going to play 700 baseball. But these 2 teams are clearly legit. And these 2 teams are clearly elite. And we are going to get to see tonight Luis Severino, a guy who over the last year plus has really blossomed into a legitimate ace in this league. And I think he has certainly proven that. And tonight's going to be an interesting test to see if he can bounce back against the Red Sox after what happened his last turnaround against them.
Pomerantz for the Red Sox tonight?
And Drew Pomerantz goes for Boston. But right now, everything the Yankees do is turning to gold.
Indeed.
Everything they touch.
What, they won 14 out of 15 now?
Yeah, I mean, they've been on fire. 15 out of 16, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, they were 9-9. What's their record now? 24-10?
24-10.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. And you're correct. 15 out of 16.
They have been electric. And I think this is going to be a lot of fun. This is now starting to feel old school between Yankees, Red Sox.
Yep.
And you throw in the fact that we had the little altercation the last time they faced each other with Joe Kelly and Tyler Austin. I don't know if anything is going to carry over in this series. I'm not sure. But what we have here are blossoming stars on both ends. And I know if you're a Yankee fan, you're not going to cry if Mookie Betts doesn't play in this game. But hopefully Mookie Betts does play in this game and plays in this series, because he has been an MVP candidate. Didi has become and has been an MVP candidate. You know Giancarlo is going to explode at some point. You know that's happening. Aaron Judge has had a very good season. And you've got two teams with the star power, two teams with the great young players. And the bottom line is, you got two teams that right now are combined 49-19.
That's amazing. That's pretty good.
Nope. These two teams have been outstanding.
Yeah, no, it's a Red Sox-Yankee rivalry back to what it always has been from 1977-78 into the 2000s, and now you're back into it again.
And I think we're starting to move closer. We talked about this a few weeks ago when they faced each other, that you got to start to hate the other guys. And from a sports perspective, the sports hate that we talk about.
Certainly the fans hate each other. We know that.
That always is the case. That's always going to be the case. But I know that the Yankee fan would see David Ortiz's face, and they'd be disgusted. They'd see Manny Ramirez and Curt Schilling's sock, and they'd be disgusted. Same thing on the Boston end. They'd see Derek Jeter, they'd be disgusted. And I think we're starting to move into that territory. I think the more that, you know, Aaron Judge hits a big home run against the Red Sox, the more that Mookie Betts has a huge series against the Yankees, the more we see of that, the more hatred we're going to start to see develop between the fans and the other players. I think it's going to start to slowly heat up, and we're getting to that point, because I really believe both of these teams are very, very good baseball teams.
Well, I think they'll both be in the playoffs. I mean, whoever wins the division, one of them, the other one's going to be a wild card. So I fully expect that's going to be the case.
And what's beautiful is, unlike 2005, and the only reason I bring up 2005 is, and I don't know if anybody even remembers this, which I guess is a testament for the baseball playoff format. In 2005, the Yankees and the Red Sox finished tied for first place in the American League East. Does anybody remember that?
I don't remember that, actually.
Exactly, because no one cares.
Right.
And no one cares because the format said we shouldn't care. The format said, all right, someone wins the division, someone wins the wild card game, home field advantage, but really, at the end of the day, does it matter?
Who do the Yankees lose to that year? The Tigers?
In 2005?
Cleveland?
That would be the Anaheim Angels.
Oh, the Angels, that's right. The Angels beat them in 05.
They
that's
lost
right.
the five-game series, and
that's
the Red Sox lost to the Chicago White Sox
and the White
that
Sox
year.
Won it all that year.
But the reason that's I bring it up is because, hey, those two teams finished tied for first place. Think about that. That's kind of cool. They finished tied for first place, yet none of us remember, and it doesn't matter. The beauty of this is that this pennant race means something, because if you don't win the division, you're stuck in that wild card
game. The other reason why you don't really remember is both teams didn't advance after that. You know, they both got knocked out in the first round.
I don't think that would have mattered, though, because, okay, let's say,
you know what I mean? I think if one of them would have won, maybe you would remember it more.
So if the Red Sox won the World Series, we were going to remember that they finished tied for first place but really got the wild card? I don't think we would. I think the reason we don't remember is because the format told us it doesn't matter. You know what I mean? Like, you're right, it's a nondescript year for the Yankees and the Red Sox because both teams did get knocked out in the first round.
Right.
That part I agree with, but the race didn't matter. This race matters. Pennant races matter again.
Yeah, oh, yeah. And you don't want to play that one-game crapshoot.
No, and I said this at the beginning of the year, and maybe it's wishful thinking, that we're going to get it. We're going to get a game 163 between the Yankees and the Red Sox, even though the loser still gets the...
Yeah, doesn't have the same feel to it. I mean, I understand it's only one, you know, loser's got to play the one-game crapshoot, but...
No, it's never.
It's a little different because you're not being eliminated if you lose.
It's never going to match what you had when they had the one-game playoff decades ago, but it's still better than sharing a division lead and nobody caring.
Yeah.
But here's the great part about the Yankees and the Red Sox both being elite teams in the American League, and no disrespect to the Astros, who are also very, very good. They're 22-15. They scored 1 million runs last night. If these two teams end up being the best teams in the American League, and let's say the Yankees win the division with the best record, or the Red Sox, doesn't matter, that would potentially set up a best of five Yankees-Red Sox in a divisional series. I know the LCS is sexier because you think of 03 and you think of 04, but that would be pretty damn good, too. A best of five series between these two teams.
Yep.
And I look at them, and they have They have some similarities.
And they played the ALCS in 99, too, didn't
they?
They
did. The
that
Yankees,
was a five-game, an easy five-gamer for the Yankees.
The only game the Red Sox won was a Pedro game.
Yep.
Pedro against Clemens, if memory serves correct.
Was that the series where he threw Zimmer down?
No. That was later on.
That was
2004.
On. Okay.
Or 2003, actually.
Right. Okay.
But no, 1999 was a little bit more nondescript because the Red Sox just weren't that good.
No.
And the Yankees were. 1999 was the year where Pedro came out of the bullpen against
the
Indians.
Right, and shut him down to win that series.
Correct.
Yeah,
pitching no-hit baseball out of the bullpen.
Right.
Then they faced each other in the LCS, and the Yankees were just clearly the better team.
Yep.
And the one game the Red Sox won, again, I think my memory tells me game three.
In Fenway, right?
In Fenway, and Pedro just, you know, was Pedro.
Right.
Pedro was just dominating.
Right.
So we did have them in an LCS back in 1999, but yeah, we have a good chance to have another one again. But I look at both these teams. They both have the legitimate aces. Severino, to me, has entered that territory. He's 5-1 with a 2 ERA.
Oh, he's been tremendous.
Backing up what he did last year. Same with Chris Sale.
Yeah.
And then you've got
Sale. Porcello's pitched like an ace so far.
He has.
And David Price, after getting off to a great start because he pitched against Tampa twice, his ERA is like over 5 now.
Yeah, it's not been pretty.
No.
And they get him tomorrow.
Right.
But there
That's
are.
A win.
Yeah, you would think so. Well, then the only thing that would work against the Yankees is it's a Tanaka night, and you don't really know
it's
what
true.
You're getting from him.
It is true.
So what you may get if you have tickets for tomorrow night's Yankee Red Sox game is 11-10. You may get something like that.
Right.
Something, you know, something a little hokey, something a little crazy. But you are right about Porcello. Porcello has become this every other year guy. He's 5-0 with a 2.14 ERA.
He's pitched well, and CeCe's pitching in the series, and he's been tremendous.
And he's been great, too.
Yep.
They both have the dominant closer at the end of games in Aroldis Chapman and Craig Kimbrell. They both now have the star powers. I think the Yankees obviously have the power edge on the Red Sox.
Yankees got a little more star power than the Red Sox to me.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, they got
because who are the stars on the Red Sox?
Yeah.
Mookie?
They're still kind of nondescript guys.
Well, Mookie's a star. I think he's become a star.
He is a star.
I don't think JD feels like a star.
Yeah,
JD Martinez?
I agree. Yeah. He's not on the level of Judge and Stanton and, you know, even Sanchez to me.
I wonder if part of why, and maybe it'll change with JD, why he doesn't feel like that is because he did it in Detroit and Arizona.
Yeah.
That could be it.
Yeah.
I know Giancarlo did it in Miami.
Yeah, but Giancarlo was just so unbelievable.
Yeah.
It was different. You know?
No, you're right. And JD had a great year last year.
Yeah, no.
Hanley's not really a star.
Nah.
Bogarts isn't really a star.
No.
We'll see if Benintendi can become one.
Maybe. He's not there yet.
Mookie's the face of that team,
yes.
In my opinion.
Yeah. The pitchers have actually been bigger stars, really, when you think about
maybe,
it. Sale.
Yeah, maybe Sale.
Yeah.
Maybe Sale.
And Kimbrel, too.
Sure. So it'll be a fun series, and it all begins tonight. So we'll get to your calls. Mets victory, Yankees Red Sox. We'll talk to Ryan Dempster a little bit later on. The Knicks will officially announce new head coach.
God bless him. God be with you, David.
Good luck, Fizz.
You'll need it. Say a lot of prayer.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.